This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Almost time for us to wrap up for the day, but as usual, and of course, we have a final story before we go anywhere. Messages first, though. We said we're going to get to one after the break, and here it is.
We've got a lot of WhatsApps here. So the first one is from Diana, who says, I'm a licensed tourist guide and I go over to Thailand regularly. Because of that, I took up Thai to at least understand what is being said and to have simple conversations with their locals. But once you stop using it, you give back all you've learned to the teacher. So learning another language must have continuous use. Otherwise, you only learn their culture, but you lose the speaking skills. Mm. Which to that, I say, sawadee ka, hello. Anyways, then to Devon's, in response to the skills thing, says, have learned to cook from early teens after being on corporate and management for around 15 years. In late 2017, started a home-cooked food delivery business. Skills have helped a lot, and I'm developing it further by starting training in the kitchen of a hotel today. This is to improve and also to get ready for a busy professional central kitchen environment. Michelle also says, I'm currently learning two dance forms, both of which involve quite a lot of time performing movements while being inverted, and it just occurred to me that this literally forces me to perform effectively while having a completely different perspective of my surroundings, which is invaluable for my professional life.
So Michelle's also going to be at the Enterprise Rocks. She's from Kinda Soap. So, yes, and I've seen her on capoeira and also pole dancing. So,
woo, pole.
There you go.
We'll another pole buddy. Woo.
Wonderful stuff. Right. Final story of the day. Six things you don't owe your boss. Interestingly enough, this was written by Dr. Travis Bradbury.
Oh, fun. Mm. Anyways, so, you know, basically the long story short is that you need to set boundaries for your personal and professional life, right? Call it work-life balance, call it work-life fulfillment, whatever it is. There are some things that you do not owe your boss, right? And this is the list of things. Number one is your health. So, you know, if you it's kind of difficult to know when to set boundaries around your health at work because the decline can be very gradual. You can allow stress to build up and then you lose sleep and you sit all day without exercising and it all adds up. And before you know it, you're rubbing your aching back with one hand and your zombie-like eyes with the other, right? So the key here is to not let these things sneak up on you. And so the way you do that is just keep a consistent routine. Think about what you need to do to keep yourself healthy. So take a walk during lunch or don't look at your phone on weekends or, you know, take vacations as scheduled, whatever. Make a plan and stick to it no matter what. And if you don't, you're allowing your work to overstep its bounds.
Yeah.
Number two, your family. It's very easy to justify letting your family suffer for your work. And many of you do it because it's like you see your job as a way of maintaining your family. Especially a lot of parents will think, I have to work very hard at my job so that I can pay for my kids to go to college or something like that, right? But though those thoughts are well-intentioned, they can burden your family with the biggest debt of all, a lack of quality time with you. Mm. And when you're on your deathbed, you won't remember how much money you made for your family. You'll just remember the memories you created with them.
True.
Number three, your sanity. And while we all have our own levels of this to begin with, you don't owe a shred of it to your employer. And a job that takes even a small portion of your sanity is taking more than it's entitled to. And of course, your sanity is something that's difficult sometimes to keep track of. And you have to monitor it on your own time. But just set good limits to keep yourself healthy. Often it is your life outside of work that is keeping you sane, right? So just, you know, you can work extra hours, for example, if you want to, but it's important to be able to say no to your boss when you need time away from work. Mm. And in line with that, the fourth thing is your identity. Because while your work is an important part of your identity, it's dangerous to allow your work to become your identity. And you know you've allowed this to go too far when you reflect on what's important to you and your work is all that or most of what comes to mind, right? So you need to have an identity outside of work as well. Number five, which I think is really interesting, your contacts. So while you do owe your employer your best effort, you don't owe them the contacts you developed over the course of your career. Obviously, it's your choice if you want to share them, you know, with your boss. But your contacts are a product of your hard work and your effort. While you might share them with your company, they belong to you. Number six, your integrity. Sacrificing your integrity causes you to experience massive amounts of stress. And once you realize that your actions and beliefs are no longer in alignment, it's time to make it clear to your employer that you're not willing to do things their way anymore. And if that's a problem for your boss, it might be time to part ways.
Interesting. Mm. The context one is definitely interesting and something that I've never heard raised like that. Mm. You know, every company that I've worked for, every company without fail, you know, if I've been out on meetings or whatever and I've collected business cards, you know, you put them into a central space and you share them with your entire company. That's what I've been taught.
But you know what? You can share your contacts, but the relationship is something that you've built.
That's the point,
you know what I mean?
Right?
And you can't put a price on that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there we are then. Good show today. Ladies and gents, thank you for all of your messages, your tweets, your WhatsApps. Instagram is a little bit quiet today, unusually. But, you know, that's how it is sometimes. Anyway, go on, Chris. Sorry.
Just real quick here, the secondary message from Devon, who WhatsApped us earlier, says in our relation to our laid off employees story that many organizations or startups are hungry to get guidance or mentorship from a senior in the industry. I'd love to have an industry leader who has retired or laid off to help out in my business. That would be awesome. But where do I find them? Well, if you're in the retail business, which it seems that you are because it's a food delivery business, we do have an event coming up real soon.
We do indeed.
Which is our Enterprise Rocks event.
Happening on the 14th of March.
You might find them there.
You might find them there. So do come along, you know.
Bring your business cards.
Yes, and head over to bfm.my/rocks for details and to buy tickets.
There you go. Right, we are going to take our leave for today. But thank you very all. Thank you very much for tuning in. We did, of course, cover a whole bunch of stories. We started off with the story, first of all, about how to learn a language in an hour a day, which then kind of morphed into this idea of which secondary skills are you learning and which ones, you know, have you adopted into your life and how have they changed your life? That's what we started off with.
And then we talked about why you should consider hiring laid off employees. There is a wonderful resource there.
Then we moved on to 5 key signs of an effective leadership.
And then we talked about 6 things you do not owe your boss.
Do not. Then, of course, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. The Malaysian Competition Commission at MyCC was created to ensure free and fair competition in commercial markets for the benefit of consumer welfare, efficiency of enterprises and the development of the economy as a whole. The Breakfast Grill spoke with MyCC CEO Iskandar Ismail on the challenges the watchdog faces in carrying out its mandate. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. If you missed any part of this show, you can download the podcast. It's available via our app. We're on Spotify, or you can head over to bfm.my/podcast and listen there. That's it. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon for Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Free Liu and Christine Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.